podcast here on WTRJ The Truth. John MacArthur is also brought to you in part by Ginn and Paetro, PA, a full-service law firm located in St. Augustine, serving all of Northeast Florida. They frequently service clients in the areas of estate planning and wills, probate, and business law. The firm's slogan is based out of Micah 6:8, to seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. The office is located just steps from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue as we face the issues. We're talking about an issue today that is, I believe, vital for us to understand, especially as Christians, as patriots, as conservatives. I'm calling the issue today America at the Crossroads. America at the Crossroads. You know, this season when we are looking at the Independence Day celebration, we sing that song, "Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains majestic above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea." America is beautiful. It's a wonderful, wonderful creation of God. It is what some have called for years the experiment. And yet we find today, as we're approaching the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, as we approach that date, my question is, are we truly at the crossroads? What direction shall we take? What decisions will we make? Ladies and gentlemen, it's been too many years ago that both the Democrats and the Republicans would have said, we have borders, we have laws, America must be secure, we must have secure borders, or we'll have no national sovereignty. For centuries, America has been openly considered a Christian nation. John Jay, our first Supreme Court justice, said America is a Christian nation. Listen, America's success and longevity has been because America has honored God. But when any nation, when any people abandon God, forsake God's law, reject God's word, we are headed for the dustbin of history. We're going to talk about that today. Some of the things that's taking place that's in America today, that is proof positive, that is evident that there is a mindset, a culture, a modus operandi born out of demonic delusion that's undermining, tearing down, and destroying the United States of America. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, someone said, moral principles and spiritual convictions are the first important things as regards a nation's progress, its preservation or its decline. Not politics, not political parties or economics, as seen to be philosophy today. through our government. It is, ladies and gentlemen, what America does, what America says, how America responds to God. It's not based on Democrat or Republican. It's based on how we respond to God and God's Word. Makes the determination, in my most humble opinion, I believe all of history will bear out the fact that as we abandon God, God abandons our nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, may I remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. God's Word says in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus himself said, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Word of God makes a declaratory statement about Scripture. Thy Word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should be indelibly impacted upon our hearts, written on our hearts, and impacting our footsteps. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And that's forever. It's not a brief period of time and then it's gone. It's forever. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factually true even today. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, truth matters regardless of what side of the nation you live on. Truth matters regardless of whether you're on the left or the right side of the aisle. Truth matters if you're saved or lost. Truth matters if you're conservative or a patriot or a Christian or simply a loose-likes-lost liberal. Truth still matters. May I say, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. I believe that. I believe that we're witnessing the decline of our nation as a result of the death of truth. As we fail to embrace truth, we're not watching and we're not cognizant of what is taking place in relationship to the demise of our nation. I'm looking at a headline, says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've stated this hundreds and hundreds of times on this broadcast. If there's no absolute truth, then we're floating in Netherland. We're floating in, every man has, as in the book of Judges, everyone had their own opinion. Everybody's making a decision on what they think is right and wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, that does not work. Most younger Americans, this article says, believes there's no absolute truth. It goes on in the survey that 55% of the millennials say each person determines his or her own version of truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. You can't determine this is my version of truth and I'm going to stick to it regardless of what's true. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. What does it mean to defend the truth even to death? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we are rapidly reaching the point in American society that if we stand for truth without bowing, without bending, if we stand for truth without a compromise, we can and may reach the point where it will mean death. Now, I know that sounds far-fetched to some, but I see the handwriting on the wall, plus the fact I know the end of the book. I know what the Bible says as the wrap-up of this old world. I know where it's headed based on the authority of the Scripture. And so I believe that it is time we as Christians recognize we need to not compromise, but stand for truth. Learn it, live it, love it, tell it, and defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the homeowner brand as well as the landscape and lawn care equipment for the commercial mechanic or landscaper. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine. Perhaps you'll ask the question, how do I find that? Let me give you a little guideline. Tools for Time has a 165-foot flagpole on its campus. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we, and I must do this, I think it sets the pace. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue today as we face the issues. It is my prayer that you'll join the dialogue and discussion and understand the real need for us to recognize where we are as a nation, who we are as a nation, and what God has said in relationship to that. The Bible says very clearly in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness, that's rightness before God, exalteth, that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor, a nation. Exalteth, lifts up, honors a nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a disgrace, a shame, an insult to any people. So if we want to have a nation, if we want to continue to see America survive, we must, in my most humble opinion, turn back to God. We must recognize that God's Word is the standard, not something that the Democrats have come up with, not something that the Republicans have conjured up, but what does the Bible say? That's the standard. And ladies and gentlemen, I must put this little parenthetical footnote in. In the debate and the battle over the big, beautiful bill, or the beautiful big bill, however you want to couch it, titled that by President Trump, when it got over to the Senate, in that bill, I believe there's 942 pages in the bill, but in that bill was the directive to cease giving Planned Parenthood one dime federal money. Do you realize that was put back in there by the Senate? We've got a Senate that would not approve the bill in part unless it had the proviso that the federal tax dollars would continue to be funding Planned Parenthood. So we're saying from the top down, we're saying from the political hierarchy in America, that we're going to continue to carry out the murder of babies in the mother's womb. Now, it's an impossibility, ladies and gentlemen, to do that and expect God to bless us in any fashion. I don't know if you are aware of it or not. I don't know if you know what is taking place. But according to the latest statistics, about 3,000 human beings per day are murdered in the mother's womb. About 3,000 per day. Ladies and gentlemen, this opens Pandora's box in several areas. We're watching the diminishing of Americans as we witness the increase of the Islamic jihadists coming into our nation. And because the production in a couple in a family producing children by the Islamic jihadists, they produce about 8 children per couple, and America is doing about 1.8 children per couple, we're witnessing the demise of America as we know it. And because of murder by way of abortion that we continue to promulgate, push, and pay for through our legislative process, we the people, seemingly, our voice has not been heard. It seems like there's a deafness in the corridors of D.C., in the beltway of D.C., not listening to we the people as to what we say that we want as a nation. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at something that many have seen, many have read. It is called the Declaration of Independence. Primarily, we look at what is called the preamble. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Let me pause there. There is a failure for our civil government leaders. We call them politicians today. There's a failure to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that their authority comes from we the people, the governed. Let me read that portion again. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government become destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to secure their safety and happiness. And it goes on further, ladies and gentlemen. But the bottom line is, in the latter portion of that document, it spells out very clearly why the new government that we call America today was formed. I'm looking on page 4 of my book that I had the privilege of researching and writing and publishing back a few years ago. In fact, it was in 2011. And in the book on page 4 and 5, let me read a few excerpts to set the stage, and then we'll open our lines and start taking your calls. This says on page 4, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing inevitably the same object, evidences of design to reduce them unto absolute despotism, it is the right, their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries, usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove it, let facts be submitted and candid to the candid world. Let me just read you a portion. 33 charges that was laid against the king of England. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository, the public record. He has dissolved representative House members for opposing and mainly affirming his fact of what he's doing. He has refused for a long time after such dissolution to cause others to be elected. Further down in the list of 33 charges, he has obstructed the administration of justice. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out our substance. He has affected and to render the military independent of and superior to the civil powers. And it goes further, ladies and gentlemen. He's taken away our charters. He's abducted the government here. He's plundered us in every capacity. He's constrained our fellow citizens, etc., etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, most of those same charges could be laid to the leadership in our nation today. And as Americans, we need to recognize what we have as a United States government, the United States of America, what we have and what we're rapidly losing by way of those that have failed and faltered and fallen down on their responsibilities to support our Constitution and what God has given us in it. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your questions or comments, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, sir. I think we are falling, especially with these supposed to be educated young people. They are so crazy. And I'm so happy that our president said, we will not give you federal funding because you're not protecting the Jewish students on your campus. And it's so crazy how they are doing this. And you letting them get away with it? Yeah. Take the money from them. Take it away.
Absolutely. Well, Kenneth, what you're saying is from many of our prestigious colleges and universities, we've allowed the socialist, Marxist, communist mindset and liberality and perversion to come in, that what we're finding today is that we are housing and we are training those that are here to undermine and destroy America. Recently, and almost daily now, some areas of our federal system, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, etc., are discovering how far the Communist Party has been embedded in America, how deep the Islamic jihadists have been embedded in America to overthrow our once great nation. I'm looking at a headline, Kenneth, I'll read it and comment and let you respond. The idea of Christian nationhood fills America's needs for an origin or an original story, a belief that we come here to do something special and that we're here for God's work. Many conservatives and Republicans embrace the idea of Christian national origins, even as many reject the Christian nationalist label. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has proclaimed that America is and was founded on a Christian national and the Christian as a Christian nation, and that Thomas Jefferson was, quote, divinely inspired, end quote, in his writings of the Declaration of Independence, according to the 2015 sermon that drew wider attention with this recent election as Speaker. Further in the article, it states this: supporters of Trump have described current politics as spiritual warfare for the destiny of a country that former Trump's aide, Steve Bannon, described as the New Jerusalem, and conservative activist Charlie Kirk said was founded by courageous Bible-believing Christians. Recent Texas, Oklahoma, and Kentucky Republican Party platforms proclaim that this country was founded on the Judeo-Christian principles. The Reverend Dr. Robert Jeffers, pastor of First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, said he believes America was founded as a Christian nation. Further, he says, I'm not claiming that all of our founders were Christians, he said, as an interview, but the majority of them were. Further, he says, he cited the founder John Jay, the first Supreme Court justice, asserting it was America's duty in our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians as their rulers. Dr. Jeffers said he doesn't believe America is privileged by God, but as with any nation, God will continue to bless America to the extent that we follow and obey him. What say you?
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood, that's dead on point. Should I say it like that? Because I remember, I forgot the guy's name, I think he came from France, and he wanted to see how America prospered. And he said once he went to the churches, he said, I see why America prospered. Mm-hmm. I think that was in, what it was, the 1800s or 1700s. He had came over to see how America is so, I mean, we just boomed.
You're talking about Tocqueville, that was in the 1800s, yes.
1800s, okay. Yeah, but it's the truth. But now we have these, I call them idiots, excuse my language, that's in colleges and universities now, and their professors, they definitely are crazy.
Well, Kenneth, that's one of the major things we need to recognize. And as you and I speak, and to our listening audience, we need to understand that we're charged with the responsibility of being salt and light. That means we need to get out of the closet. We need to get out from under the bed. We need to get the salt out of the shaker into the decaying society and preserve it, protect it, and give illumination and light. But one of the things that is so sad, I'll say this and let you go. There's about only about 25%, hear me, only about 25% of the professing Christians that vote. And in fact, in one of the elections, over 40 million Christians didn't even vote. So we have a major problem, and that problem is we're watching the demise of a great nation even as we're entering into the 250th year. Our birthday next year, July the 4th, will be 250 years. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer, our constant vigilance, and the recognition of where we are, who we are. Very quickly, go ahead.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think the sleeper cells in America right now would try to do something on the 4th of July?
I think there's a high probability of that. If they do not, I'm thankful. But the stage is set. The hammer is back, and I believe it's ready to go off any day with something major in America. I am saddened to say that, but I believe it's factual based on what we've had with open borders under the Biden administration. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer and our constant vigilance. Thank you so much for your call, and keep looking up. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to thank you for all that you do. If this was 1776, your last name would be Revere or Jefferson or Washington or Franklin. That patriots are still here. And it's sad that you see the houses of education that once were Christian, now they're atheist. And I believe that's our problem, that these colleges have went woke, and they're teaching our young people that. And, Dr. Youngblood, I don't think we can win that war. I think that's going to be our demise, that that God is just losing out. He'll win in the end, but this battle for America, I believe, will be lost. I just wonder why you hear these pastors preach heaven but no hell. You know, I've listened to many of your sermons. I love to listen to your sermons at night. And you preach heaven, but you also preach hell. So you can't have one without the other. But do you think that China, for instance, we buy cheap goods from China, they flood us with them. You never hear anything bad about the government, and people don't realize the citizens have a gun to their head. They're not going to say anything bad, but our freedom here seems to be sinking us. So that's my take on that. What do you think?
Well, Tom, you're exactly right. We have freedom in America, and I believe we have let that go too far. For example, out in L.A. right now, where we see the burning of buildings, the burning of cars, the threatening of the lives of the ICE agents and the police officers, police cars are smashed, crashed, and burned, and yet the mayor of L.A., Bass, Mayor Bass, she's demanding that ICE pull out, that all these riots and so forth and so on are as a result of the ICE agents. They're looking for the illegal invaders to snatch them out up and take them out of America. Well, now the latest research shows that much of that is promulgated, pushed, and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. We're witnessing the overthrow of our nation. And you touched on our universities earlier. For example, Harvard University, I believe, was what, 1836 or 1730, I've forgotten the date. It was started by Dr. Harvard, and Dr. Harvard started that school to train pastors in the Word of God, yes, to preach and teach the Word of God. We're witnessing today the total reverse of that. They're total atheists. They're disbelievers. They have totally reversed the plan of God in that institution. I believe, my opinion, some might disagree, that's wonderful, I believe that it would be the right thing to do under the President Trump's administration to withdraw every dime, every red cent of support for these colleges and universities that have billions of dollars in reserve, and yet depending on tax money to bring in those that are attempting to and will ultimately overthrow, undermine, and destroy the foundation of the United States of America. We need to recognize that, cure the problem while there's still an opportunity to do so. So, Tom, it demands our vigilance, it demands our prayer, and for Christians conservatives and patriots. We need to speak up, stand up, and be salt and light, or we are worthless, according to the scripture, Matthew the 5th chapter, verses 13 and following. Tom, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today. America is